Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Ministry, the radio show. You were just listening to Adoration by Forever Jones, one of my favorite songs. I am so excited about today's show. We have an amazing woman that is joining us today, none other than Cherie Fletcher. She is a former wife of the actor Will Smith, and they paired a son together. She is currently married to Terrell Fletcher, and they co-cast her City of Hope International in San Diego, California. She is a woman on the wall. She is doing great things for the kingdom. And with no further ado, we're going to bring our special guest on the line. Hello, Cherie.
Well, hello, Wanda. How are you?
I am doing well. I want to first and foremost thank you for joining us today. We take nothing for granted. We know you have a busy schedule, and we just give God all the glory and all the honor for what he is doing in your life.
Amen, amen. And I thank you for having me. And woman of God, I thank you for your grace. And I want to apologize to you publicly and your listeners for the mishap last week. But it's all in God's timing, and praise God, we're here and we have this time to fellowship and just love on God.
Absolutely. I thought the song Adoration would set the atmosphere for you because
You
are a true worshiper.
Yes, ma'am, it set the atmosphere. I love it. And he is truly, truly amazing. Truly amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Listeners, we're going to have some church up in here today because this is truly a woman of God. So we're going to open up our phone lines. If you have questions for Cherie, you can call us at 917-932-1720. Again, that number is 917-932-1720. Cherie, our chat room is full. They're filling up, wanting to hear what God will say through you.
Amen.
And I know you have an awesome testimony, an awesome ministry. And I want to first start off by asking you, what does ministry mean to you?
Ministry means filling a need. I believe that we're all here with a gift, with gifts. I mean, the Bible makes that very, very clear that he's given us each gift. But we also have a problem to solve. And I believe that that's a part of our purpose. Everyone here is here to fill a need and to solve a problem. So that's what ministry means to me. It means, you know, finding out what it is that God has placed you here to do and just going after that with your whole being, you know, body, mind, and soul. And there's bearing each other's burdens, too. We're called to do that as well. We're called to love one another. So ministry just means so much. I mean, it really does. It's big. It's a big concept, but I think it can be refined and bottom lined with it's really serving one another.
Absolutely. Now, Cherie, I know we all can remember, most of us can, the day that we received Jesus Christ as our personal Savior,
mm-hmm.
but what's important for me, because I know it was different for me. There was a different time from when I received salvation than when I realized I truly was in love with Jesus. When did you realize that you truly was in a love affair with Jesus?
You know, I would say that was probably maybe a couple of years after I got saved. I responded to an altar call in 1987, did not live a saved life. You know, didn't know what it meant to be saved, set apart, sanctified, and just, you know, being on fire for the Lord. So I didn't have that relationship. That's the bottom line. I didn't have that connection. And I gave my life again to the Lord. And I say again, because you know what I mean? I don't know the theology behind if I was really saved in 1987. I would venture to say no, you know what I mean? I think it was more of an emotional thing for me than a true heart conversion. But in 1999, I remember being in a church, and I didn't respond the same way I responded the first time. I didn't get up out of my seat. Mm-hmm. I just sat. You know, I sat in my seat and just said a prayer to the Lord that was so heartfelt, like, I'm ready. I'm ready to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. I'm ready to say yes. I'm ready to surrender. Now, I didn't know what all that meant at the time, praise the Lord, but I mean, that was it. I was ready to surrender. Mm-hmm. And a couple of years after that is I just felt like, God, I'm so in love with the Lord. There's nothing like it. But it's about, you know, really diving in and understanding who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't know who he is apart from his word. So he just, God just gave me such an amazing gift. He gave me a passion for his word and a desire for his word. So I dove in and wanted to learn all that I could learn and spend as much time with the Lord as I could. And it was such a beautiful time in my life, because it's almost like God just, you know, I mean, in the scope of things, God is in control, and how he kind of carved that time aside for just he and I, you know. And it was beautiful. And it was a few years after when that relationship was really established.
Now, I know that you and your husband, Terrell Fletcher, you co-pastor City of Hope International in San Diego.
Yes.
Tell our listeners a little bit about your ministry and about your church.
We have a wonderful, wonderful congregation, and we're in the heart of San Diego. We're in Mission Valley. And my husband is just such an awesome, awesome, awesome man of God. And God has just raised him up for such a time as this. And he's just got such an amazing anointing. And just always revelation coming out of his mouth. You know, God just really is using him and pouring into him. We have a multicultural ministry. That's my husband's vision. That he said God gave him the vision for multicultural and international. That's his vision, to have an international ministry. But our church is, how does my husband describe it? He says we're non-denominational, but we're charismatic with a Pentecostal twist.
I like that.
Yeah, so we have church now. I mean, we definitely have church, and we have such a loving church, and it's so warm, and it's, I mean, you just really feel the love of Jesus when you walk in. And that's what people always tell us. They're like, oh, gosh, as soon as we walked in the door, we could really feel the presence of God, and we felt his love. And that's important. You know, that's it's so important. But, I mean, it's saturated with the presence of God. And it's just a beautiful thing. I just stand in awe of God and what he's doing through ordinary, everyday, regular old folks that just said yes.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I was reading that, you know, you have, you're over your women's ministry, and I just love this. Your message is your women on the wall.
Yeah.
Explain to our listeners about that part of your ministry.
That's obviously an extension of the City of Hope International, our church, and that's our women's ministry. And the scripture that we stand on is Isaiah 21, 5 through 7, where the Bible talks about setting a watchman in the tower, or in our case, a watchwoman, in the tower, and letting him declare what they see. So it talks about the woman just being on guard, being vigilant, being alert, and really just taking her spirituality very, very seriously and her calling very seriously, and guarding her post. And being that virtuous, you know, that Proverbs 31 virtuous woman. And it's an amazing, we have such an amazing team. Shout out to Erica, my sister, and Lily, who are the team who make up WOW, the WOW ministry. But then we have so many just amazing women who just serve, you know, serve without a title, and I love that. Just women that just really want to serve. And that are truly after God's heart and are here to fulfill his purpose. And we get together and we fellowship and we have fun. I mean, we definitely do the Bible studies, but we also do every year we do a retreat. And we do this retreat. It's very intimate. We keep it small on purpose because I believe that's God's vision. Until he tells me something different, I'm going to keep it, you know, small. We had 65
mm-hmm.
women this year. So this is the third year we've done it. The 2011 will be our fourth year. And we go to the mountains, and it's about intimacy with our King. He says if you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. And it is a time, I tell you, Wanda, it is such a powerful, powerful time in the Lord. We never advertise who our speakers are going to be. The women come because they want that time with their King. And it's that simple. It's so beautiful. So we do that once a year. We meet every month. with the women. We always do something. We do studies, and we try to just add the element of fun, because we need to laugh. You know, laughter does the body good like a medicine, so we need that as well. And we just get together, love on one another, you know, and also, just allow ourselves to be vulnerable and to take off the masks, you know, so we can truly have something real. And it's just powerful. We have a powerful time in the Lord.
You know, that's just amazing because, you know, I always say, Cherie, you know, you don't have to walk around looking like you're sucking on a lemon to let people know you're saved.
I know, that's right. Yeah, we don't suck on lemons at the City of Hope International. We don't do that.
Now, I want to shift gears a little bit because I know you have your new health and beauty line, and I want the listeners to listen carefully. It's called Whoop Ash, not Ash, Ash, A-S-H, so don't get it twisted.
That's right.
It's a phenomenal product. So tell us a little bit about the vision behind Whoop Ash, A-S-H.
A-S-H. Yeah, you got to say that slow, Ash. You know, you gotta let it linger for a little bit so you don't get into trouble. You know what, Wanda, I tell you, I never in a million years thought that I'd be in this place. I never wanted a skincare line or bath and beauty, never. That was never a dream of mine. It's just something, it evolved. I read a book called The Secret Life of Bees years ago. I mean, this is way before the movie was made. And the book got me interested in honey. And I like to cook. So I said, you know what? Well, you know, I can maybe incorporate some honey recipes or some recipes with the honey. So long story short, I'm doing research online, and I'm trying to get recipes for honey, but edible recipes. And I'm coming across spa recipes, stuff for the body, and I'm finding out that honey's been around for thousands of years, and queens have used it in their beauty regimens. And that got me really, you know, that kind of sparked something I didn't even know was there. So I said, okay, you know, let me order. So I started to order ingredients in bulk, African shea butter, coconut oil, and then I ordered a lotion base from a company, and I got in my kitchen. I'm still cooking now because I had a big old pot, and I'm putting all this stuff in the pot with the honey, with the white honey. And the white honey is something just incredible that comes from a specific region in Canada, and that I discovered at my church's cafe. So there's actually white honey in the product. So I came up with something really amazing, and I'll tell you, my vision was small. I was going to feed people. Then now it's a body product, so people can't eat it. What do? I'll give it away. I'll bless people. Oh, maybe I'll sell it at the farmer's market or local festivals or fairs on the weekends. God just kept increasing my vision. You know what I mean? Because we don't dream big enough. Amen.
You're right.
We really don't. And God has to come in and show you something bigger, show you something more. So he showed me this is a business. This is a full-blown business. This is not, you know, something that you're just going to do as a little hobby. And I believe, see, this is a means to an end. There's ministry in this. You know what I mean? Everything is ministry-related in my mind. You know what I mean? So God can get his purpose accomplished. But I had a name for the product. It was not Whoop Ash, and I had named the product, and I'm in the waiting phase because, you know, I don't know if you know about trademarking, but once you do that, you got to wait till the government approves it and you get your official seal that it's yours and whatnot. So that's a process. But anyway, the point I'm making is I had already crossed that bridge. I wasn't thinking about a name because I named the product, put that on the shelf. I'm moving on now, different part of the process. And all of a sudden, I was in my car one day, and all of a sudden, Whoop Ash dropped in my spirit. And I had to literally pull over the car. I said, oh, my God, that's the name of this product. So, I mean, God did it in such a beautiful way where I can't even take credit for the name. Because, you know, it wasn't like I was sitting around brainstorming. I mean, that part of the process was done. And he just dropped that in my spirit, and I said, wow, that's really amazing, God. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. This thing is so much bigger than me. That's why you can't, when God has called you to do something, you cannot look at yourself. Because when you see you, you see all the limitations. You'll see your shortcomings, you know. And God is saying, don't do that. Look at me. keep your eyes on me.
Yes.
And it's a challenge. You know what I mean? It's not the easiest thing in the world to do. It's not. And it's daily. I mean, it is a daily process, a daily process of dying to self, getting past your stuff, and looking to him, you know, to do basically the impossible. I mean, if you had to do it in your own flesh. So God is just good. So yeah, I didn't really tell you anything about the product. I told you about the story, what's leading up to the product. But long story short, right now we have three products in the line. We just added two new ones. We have our full size Whoop-Ash body butter cream, which has a ton of integrity. That was important for me, that the product was something good for you. Otherwise, what's the point? You know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff on the market that, you know, is just there doing what it's doing. I wanted to come with something different. And so it's 99.9% natural. There are no preservatives. It's paraben-free, hypoallergenic. It's great for kids. Kids can use it. It's so mild. It's so gentle. It's so creamy. It's really an amazing, amazing product. And it works. It whoops ash.
I like the way you say that, Cherie. You say it nice and slow, and you have some emphasis on the H.
Hey, Wanda, no. You know I got in trouble. I learned the hard way. I got in trouble a couple times. I was like, no, it's ash. So, yeah.
Now, in saying that, how has the title of your product been embraced by the Christian community? Because I know some folks have something to say, Cherie.
Y'all can be snooty sometimes. That's all I got to say. Y'all Christians or something else. You know what?
Yeah, we can be.
Yes. It's you know, some are fine with it, but then some have a tough time. But I'll tell you, and I had to go to God. I'm like, God, you know what? I mean, you're going to have to explain this to me because I don't get it. I don't get why it's being rejected from your people. You know what I mean? Why is it? I don't get it. You name the product. But I'll tell you, the ministry, everybody asked me, hey, how did you come up with the name Whoop-Ash? It's an opportunity because I cannot tell you the story without telling you about my God because God named the product. I can't take credit. So I have to tell people that it's God-given so it opens the door for ministry to happen. So I get it. You know what I mean? I get it. But, yeah, we're getting a little I'm getting a little flat. But what happens when people – I think when people meet me – because we went – where was it? I think we were in Nashville, and we were doing the morning show, Fox morning show there. And before I went on, one of the assistants came out, and she was very sweet about it, but she said, you know what, we're not going to be able to mention the product name. It wasn't Fox 5. I'm getting that wrong. This was something else. This was a ministry-related show that I did. And so she said, you know, we're not going to be able to say Whoop-Ash. And I said, you know what, it's okay. I mean, it's all good. You know, God, have your way. You know, let your will be done. And so when I walk on the set, the host says to me, girl, what's this Whoop-Ash about? And I, you know, we laughed, and I told her, you know, the story. I said, you know, it's a God-given name. Anyway, girl, when we started to roll tape and they started to tape the show, we talked about Whoop-Ash most of the time. So I think when people meet me and hear the story behind it and the vision and how it came about, that they're okay with it. But you know, it can be a little shocker at first. But, you know, when you think it's ash, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. I think sometimes we tend to take things a little too seriously. It's Whoop-Ash, you know.
And that's all it is.
And that's what the product does. It whoops ash. It gets rid of dry skin. That's all ash means is dry skin. And that actually is a technical term. The chemists that I work with, they use the term, it's ashen, A-S-H-E-N. That is the technical term for dry skin. So you know how we do. We just came and made it our own. We ashy, ash, whatever. So, but we're having a lot of fun, and I'll tell you, more people get it and show the company, the product, and me so much love that, you know, the few that don't get it, it's all good.
And, you know, you're so right when people get the opportunity to meet you, because I had the opportunity to meet you when you were here in Atlanta doing the Bronner Brothers show. And a little funny story is that, you know, Cherie is such a beautiful woman.
Oh, thank you.
And such a classy woman. I don't know if you remember when we were taking pictures, we were all kind of like on the chair, like, mm-mm. And we're not chopped liver. We look pretty good. We're like, we don't want to be in this picture because this woman has it together. So, you know, we were scooting over to the edge of our seats, like, just get her, just get her. But you are such a humble and sweet woman. And from first, you know, listen from first, you know, meeting you, you know that Christ is really inside you, that, you know, you're not wearing Jesus on your sleeve, that he is who you are.
Yeah, amen.
And that's
amen.
What I love about you.
Thank you. And that's, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be. So I praise God because, you know, I mean, like I said, it's a daily thing. You know, we have to die to self daily. You don't ever get to the place where you can just put this thing in automatic pilot. You just don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to work. You have to work at it. You have to work out your salvation, he says, with fear and trembling. And God is just good. And I'm thank him for his grace, you know, for first, second, third, fourth, fifth chances. Because if it wasn't for the grace of God, you know, I mean, I'd be more of a mess than I actually am. So he's good.
Absolutely. Now, Cherie, we have a caller on the line that wants to ask you a question. You ready to take a question?
Absolutely.
Okay, caller from area code 254, state your name and your question for Cherie.
Marketing Ministry, this is Miss Diva, Blog Talk Radio host. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am awesome. Hi, Cherie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am just fine. I was actually thinking about that when you first said the name of the product, Whoop Ash, and I was thinking, oh, my goodness, what did the Christian world think of that?
Yes.
And how did they respond to that? But then I was going to say that as well. What a way to minister, because you have to tell the story in order to talk about how you came up with the name. So I love it. Absolutely beautiful.
God is brilliant, you know what I'm saying, and the stuff that he does, and There is no, you know, sometimes you question, I mean, is this really from God? Did God really say, I know that I know? You know what I mean? God gave me that name when I wasn't even in a place to, I wasn't, that's not where I was in this process.
Right.
So, you know, so I know it's God, I know it was God given, and now I do understand that it is. It does open the door to minister, and it does open the door to witness and talk about the Lord. So, you know, I see him all up in it, and I get it now, you know. So, you know, it is.
Well, it's very powerful, and I'm definitely going to check your product out. And
thank you
for sharing and coming to Blog Talk Radio and Marketing Ministry for doing the interview.
Yes, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Okay. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. You know, you are so right, Cherie. You know, it doesn't matter what man think, because, you know, we'll miss it. But when you're true to what God has told you to do, then he will make room for you. He'll open those doors that he can only open, and he will close those doors that only he can close. And I know, and to all the listeners, you know, and we're going to give this information out later on in the show, you want to make sure that you pick up this product because it's amazing. And it doesn't matter what the title is. It's just how effective that the product is going to be.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, Cherie, we have another caller on the line, and they're from area code 312. Caller, state your name and your question for Cherie.
My name is Bruce Van.
Hey, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hello. All righty. Hey, I'm glad to be plugged into this circumstance today. It's so feminine dialogue today.
Men get ashy, too.
Yeah, they do. Men love this product.
You guys didn't mention the men at all, so don't leave us out, okay?
Oh, I can't leave you out. Let me tell you, Bruce, you know who uses this product? One of my most recent testimonials that came in is from Samuel L. Jackson.
Wow.
Because it's not, you know, what would turn a man off would be the scent.
Okay.
And it basically just smells like what it is. You've got vanilla tones, a hint of honey, and the smell will, you know, will burn off after a while anyway. You won't even be able to smell it after a while, but it's an amazing product, and it is. It's for men, women, and children.
All righty.
Yes.
Well, I'll be looking forward to getting some of this product.
Good.
Next time, don't leave the guys out.
I'm sorry, Bruce. I promise I'll do better. I'll do
all
better
right.
Next time. All right, Bruce. Be blessed.
All right. You do the same.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. In our chat room, they're asking, Cherie, where can they pick up for the ash? You see, I'm saying it correctly, ash, you guys.
Ash. They can pick it up. They can go to our website. And they should go to the website because it's fun. It's a fun site. You'll kind of see the marketing approach. We're taking kind of a comic book approach to this whole thing. They can go to www.whoopash.com, and that's WHOOPASH.com, and that's where they can pick up the product.
Now, we have another caller on the line. They're just loving you today, Cherie.
Oh, praise God.
Yes. And this is caller from area code 708. State your name and your question for Cherie.
This is LaTonya from Industry Buzz.
Hey, LaTonya.
Hey, Mama. Hey, Miss Cherie.
How are you?
Welcome home.
Thank you.
I wanted to, you guys are doing a great job. I'm enjoying it. I've been posting it up everywhere that you're in on the line today, so we're excited that you're over at Marketing Ministry, you know, a quality network.
Yes.
I wanted to find out from you, you know, you have transitioned from a celebrity wife to a minister's wife to now a business and an entrepreneur woman, you know, and a mother. So what's next for you? What are you going to be doing, you know, with your line? Are you going to be expanding it and branding more opportunities for men and women? What are you going to be doing next?
Yes, absolutely going to expand the line. Like I said, we just introduced two new products. We did our lip smack, our lip balm, and we added a travel size Whoopash to the line, and we really just want to blow it out. We can go so many different directions with this. We want to add scrubs. We definitely want to incorporate Bruce, I hope you are still listening. We definitely want to do a men's line. And who knows, maybe we'll name it Bruce, you know.
Whoop
Bruce's ass. That's who knows. We'll see where we go. But, yeah, definitely men and children. Although, like I said, I mean, everything that we have now can be used by men and children. But we definitely want to do lines specifically for them. And just trying to get the word out and, you know, get it in retail locations, too. We have it in some various places across the country, but not nearly enough. This, you know, Whoopash should be a household name because this – you know, this is in this economy, I know people are, you know, kind of, we don't really spend, but this is not a luxury. This is a necessity. You know, this is something that you need. It's a great product. You know, it keeps the skin so nice and supple, and like I said, it has a lot of integrity, and it's made with excellence. It really is. You know, God, he doesn't expect anything less than that.
I know that's right. Well, whatever we can do. You know, Miss Wanda, you know, if she would like to be on our radio show, we would love to have you and extend the information that you've given on tonight to our radio show audience as well. But I know I need some ass stuff now, so I'm sitting there looking at my hands. I'm going to need to purchase me some, too. So.
See, don't play, because see, now, you know, one of our little taglines is, now your ass has no excuse. So, come on now.
Travel ain't got nothing to do with it. Put some ass stuff on it. Well, I am enjoying the conversation. I am in cute listening in to Marketing Ministry, so y'all keep it moving. And Miss Cherie, be encouraged and keep expanding God's territory. You're going to have haters no matter what kingdom they in. So.
You know that's right.
You
amen
just be
to
about
that.
Your father's business.
That's right. Thank you so much. God bless you.
No problem. Thanks, Mama Wanda.
Thank you. You know, Cherie, all in the chat room, they're making comments and they need some too. They'll ask you too.
Well, come on, www.whoopass.com.
Because she said, now you don't have no excuse.
No excuse.
I love that tagline. Now, I want to shift gears a little bit, and I know you hear this wherever you go because you were married to Will Smith and you have a son together, and I know there was a sitcom created based on your life. How do you co-parent in harmony?
You know, I think I heard a pastor say this once. Bishop McKinney out of San Diego, and I was listening to, and just such a wise man. And he talked about a fellowship, like how this walk, it's a fellowship of forgiveness. And it just so resonated in my spirit because that's really what it is. The whole thing, you have to forgive. You know what I mean? You have forgive, and you have to continually forgive. You don't just do it once. You know, because we're walking this thing out. We've got different personalities, different visions, different way of doing things. And, you know, everybody is valid. Everybody is valid. Everybody's point of view is valid. And so it's definitely a fellowship of forgiveness. And you have to, you got to change your priorities. You know, it's not about us anymore. It's about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the kids. So when you have that focus, let me do what's best for him, and if he truly becomes about the kids, it's all good. Not that it's always going to be easy, because it's not, but you have to respect, you know, I think there has to be respect, there has to be, like I said, forgiveness, there has to be compromise, we've, you know, it's been a blessing because we've been able to do that, and we've got three healthy kids. You know, our kids don't refer to each other. And when I say three kids, I'm talking about Willow and Jaden. They don't refer to each other as half brother and half. That concept is so foreign to them. They are brothers and sisters, period. And, one of the things I never did, I know sometimes we have a tendency to use our kids as pawns. And, you know, if I'm mad at you, then you're not going to see him. That's foolish. That's so foolish because you're taking it out on your child. You know what I mean? Get over your stuff. And you can still deal with your stuff, but don't put your stuff on them. It's hard enough if they're being raised, you know, coming out of a home, and now, you know, there's a broken family. And then, two, the dynamic of a child trying to fit in now with another family. So you have to make it as easy as possible for these kids, you know. And it, like I said, just really has to be about them.
And I like what you just said, how you worded that we have three kids, not just the kids that he has with Jada, but together. And I know that Jada refers to your son Trey. There, you know, you guys are a blended family. And I know for our listeners, that saw the episode that you did on Oprah, you guys all was included, even, you know, your current husband.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely. So, you know, that says a lot about the Christ in you, because, you know, if we just keep it real, it takes Christ to do that.
Look, don't get me shouting.
Because we're going to keep it real. That takes Christ to do that. Because sometimes, you know, when you are no longer with somebody, there's a lot of different things that takes place. But, you know, you are kind of, your family is like the poster for living in harmony. And we give God all the glory for that, because you are setting the example for what others need to follow. Because it doesn't have to be ugly.
No, it doesn't have to be. And it shouldn't be ugly. You know, it shouldn't. And I think, too, that's, you know, you don't have to hate the new wife, or you don't have to hate the ex-wife. You know, that's a lie. That's a lie from the pit of hell. I mean, who told us that? But, you know, I mean, some of them grow up that way, where that's just a given. You're not supposed to like each other. And, you know, I think, too, I think you can, people, you know, I've had people ask me, are you and Jada friends? Jada and I are friendly. Absolutely, we're friendly, but it depends on your understanding of the word friend. Jada and I don't do things separately. Like, we don't, like, girl, what you doing today? Let's, you know, let's get lunch or let's go see a movie. We don't cross that line because, see, now you've, now what happens is if we have an issue in our friendship, it affects everything. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now it affects the kids. So we really preserve. We have to really preserve what we have and guard it, you know, and really guard it. And so just to having those boundaries, you've got to have boundaries in this thing. You really do.
Absolutely. Now, we have a question from our chat room, and Miss Diva wants to know, how does your husband take the constant reference to you always being referred to being Will Smith's ex?
You know, it is what it is. It kind of comes with the territory, unfortunately, and that's part of the baggage that I come with. So it took him 5 years to propose, and that could have, you know, that very thing is probably what dragged it out so long. But, you know, obviously it's not an easy thing. I mean, when you got, this is, I'm his current wife, and to always be referred to as somebody else's ex-wife, that can't be easy. That can't be easy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's such an amazing man, and he, who else would really put up and walk into this situation? It's not really an easy thing to do, but you have to. It takes a secure man, takes somebody who knows who they are, who knows who they are in Christ, and who loves, you know, the heck out of me to deal with my baggage. That's just a part of my baggage.
Well, you have been married for, what, 5 years now?
No,
we've
been married.
New.
Yeah, we've been married 3.5, but gosh, we've been together a long time because we dated for about 5 years, on and off, mostly on, but it was about 5 years that we dated. Mm-hmm.
And out of our chat room, Miss Diva wants to know that she thanks you for sharing that and she loves your honesty. That makes you a real woman.
Thank you. Got to keep it real. Got to keep it real.
Absolutely. And like I said, you've been married for 3 years, so you still are on your honeymoon, and I know you're enjoying every bit of it.
Yes, we are. We're having a great time. We have so much fun together. You know, we really do. We just enjoy each other so immensely. So it's just a blessing. He's a blessing.
And we have another comment out of our chat room where Doing It Big stated that your husband, Terrell, is a big man because most guys would be tripping out right about now.
Oh, yeah. Most guys wouldn't have put themselves in this situation, you know. So it really does take somebody special, somebody strong, and somebody confident in who they are to walk in here. And so he's definitely a blessing.
But, you know, Cherie, at the end of the day, you know, our footsteps are ordered. Nothing happens by accident or coincidence, God knows. And he allowed you to go through all that to make you the woman that you are today.
Yes, I believe that.
And,
I believe that.
And he knew that you could handle it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you know, and that's, you just have to trust God. You have to trust God with everything, and he's going to use everything. You know, that's why there's no condemnation in Christ, because everything will, you know, will serve its purpose. So God is just good. God is just good.
Absolutely. Now, shifting gears again, I want to go back to your health and beauty line. I know that you were in Atlanta at the Brunner Brothers show. How was that experience? How did you enjoy that?
Wow. You know, can I tell you, I love my people. I just love my people. And, you know, I had a great time. I had a great time. I have never in my life seen anything like that. It was just, you know, it was so just creative and wild, and the energy was crazy and colorful. And you know, you had people walking around and chains, and you had gladiators walking around. It was crazy, you know, big hair up to the ceiling, blue. It was crazy, but it was so much fun. The energy was great. Such an amazing experience. I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
We tried to tell you, Cherie.
Woo! You should have talked a little louder.
Mm-hmm. But
it was amazing.
It is. Everybody should experience that at least once.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is. If you've never been to a Broughton Brothers show, then you're missing out. But it's different.
It's different.
But it's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun. And, you know, I'd like to actually go back. I mean, but not even as a vendor, because so much of it obviously you miss when you're there working. I tried to walk around and you know, just try to really feel the event and partake in what was happening. But you know, I only got a small little dose because I was definitely there to do business. But I said, my people, I love my people, I love my people.
And from our chat room is full. Our phone queue is full. So your people love you.
Oh,
and they appreciate all that you are doing for the body of Christ. And I know that you should get a lot of orders because everybody's going to order a bowl of a jar of whoop ash because it is anointed. Tell everybody it is anointed. Like they say in church, you retail, high five five people and let them know it is anointed.
It is anointed. And you know what I want to do, Wanda, if I can, for your listeners? I'll offer them, you know what I'll do? I'll send them, if they order today, I will send them a free Lip Smack lip balm, which is our newest product, and it retails for $6.95. So if they order today, but what they'll have to do is in the customer notes on the order form, they have to put Wanda Show.
Do you hear that, listeners? You will get a free lip smack, lip balm. And make sure you represent. So make sure you pick up your product, your jar of whoop ash today. And I do have some. I ordered some, and it's phenomenal.
Oh, it's pretty. It's a special product. It really is. Did you get the lip balm?
No, I have the cream.
You've got the cream. Okay. Well, we need to send you a lip balm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I need smack. For my lips to be nice and supple.
Yeah, you need you need smack. You need some lip smack.
Absolutely. And we have comments that people are ordering right now.
Awesome. Awesome.
Now, I want to ask you, for all of the women that are out there, and men too, because we don't want Bruce to send us another comment, but just share, you know, what words of encouragement can you give our listeners, because somebody is going through something. Somebody may be separated from their husband and trying to find the balance that you have found. Some may be struggling with financial issues. But, you know, being the woman of God that you are, what is God placed in your spirit right now to share with our listeners?
You know, I would my husband is calling me on the other line. That's so funny. So it's beeping. He doesn't know I'm doing this interview. What I would share with your listeners is you have to know that everything is temporary. You know, and I know sometimes when we're like right in the midst of the storm, we can't really see the sunlight. You know what I mean? We can't see ourselves getting out of what we're in right now, but it is temporary and it serves a purpose. So look for the blessing. Look for the lesson. Don't wait until you get out to find. Look for the blessing while you're in. Get all you can. Get all you can. Especially if it's causing you pain, you know, don't let the pain be in vain. You know what I mean? Get all that you can and know that God is just, he's sovereign. And just know that God loves you so much and you got to trust him. You got to trust them in the process. You really do. And be patient with yourself in the process. You know, enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey.
Now, we have another question, Cherie, where people want to know, what is the price range of your product?
The price range, the full size body butter, and as a matter of fact, we don't even have the travel size, and the lip smack. You can't even buy that online now. That should be available, I would say, by Monday online. We'll have those two extra products. But I told you, if your listeners go on, I'll send them a lip balm. The full size is $19.95. The lip smack we sell for $6.95, and the travel size $9.95.
And someone in our chat room has jokes that say, if it works on Miss Adams, it must be the best. That's right. That's why my skin is always so nice and smooth.
That's right. You tell them. You let them know.
So I'm a walking billboard. So if you want to have skin that's supple just like mine, get you some whoop ash.
That's right. Get you some whoop ash. And
absolutely.
Let me, you know what, too? I want your listeners to know that it's non-greasy. So it gives you a little bit of sheen, but it's not a greasy formula. We've got 31% organic shea butter in the formula. There's mango butter, grapeseed oil, organic coconut oil. So there's so many good things. Absolutely no petroleum in the product, no petroleum. And I'll tell you, too, we've gotten some amazing testimonials from mothers that had babies with eczema, and it really, really helped with the eczema. People that we had, one lady, she sent us a testimonial, and she was post chemo and radiation treatments, and she said, you know, her skin was so dry, and this product really, she said, it really brought her skin back to life. So, you know, God is good.
It is, and you know, I'm not saying this because you're on the line. It truly is a good product. You know, I do have a jar of the body butter, and it's really, really good.
Thank you.
And, you know, I endorse it. I give it 2 thumbs up.
Ah!
So make sure you pick up your product, a jar of the product. Sheree, we are running out of time. It has been such a pleasure to have you on the show. I hope that you will come back and join us again. You're just such an amazing woman, and I appreciate and I respect the Jesus in you.
Thank you. Thank you, Wanda. Thank you for having me and giving me a second chance. God is good.
God has given us all so many chances.
Yes.
And for those, you know, Sheree was supposed to be on our show last week, and there were some difficulties, but she is such a woman of integrity and character that she called me and we rescheduled. And see what a blessing that you received today. And like you said, Sheree, it's all in God's timing. It's how he wants to work it out. So we just roll with it and give him all the glory and honor and what we want to do. That's okay with me as long as you're in control.
That's right. That's right. Thank you so much, Wanda. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Give our listeners your website again, and they can follow you, I know, on Facebook and on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm on Facebook, Sheree Fletcher, and then on Twitter as well. Whoopash is on Twitter as well and Facebook. The address to the site is www.whoopash.com, and that's whoopash.com. And we have a couple videos, so visit the site if for nothing else but to watch the videos. We have some cute little commercial that we did for the product.
And that is too funny. I saw it. You got to see it. It's hilarious. Where she said as a superwoman, oh, she's flipping some ass, y'all. It is hilarious. So you have to see that. And support, you know, within the body, we have to support one another. I think that, you know, God has called us all to be, to operate in unity.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can be excited and help somebody else, you know, the same will be given to you. And that's just, you know, verification that the line is moving. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about what God is doing in your life, Sheree. I'm excited about the doors that God is opening because I know, hey, my turn is coming.
That's right. Yes, it is. Absolutely. And I think that you got to hang on to that. You got to know that your time is coming. Your time is definitely
absolutely
coming.
Mm-hmm. You know, we say it over and over again, but we got to truly realize what it means when we say what God has for you is for you.
That's
I can be excited and happy about what he has for you, because I know what he has for me is for me, and what he has for me is different than what he has for you. So I can rejoice and give him all the glory and honor and praise for what he's doing in your life. And when we really get that concept, I think that's when we begin to see things manifest in our own lives.
Amen. Because God is a God of abundance. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get to the end of God's blessings. It can't happen. So my blessing doesn't take anything away from your blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's enough to go around. You know, and that's the God we serve.
Absolutely. And, you know, and we all have to labor for what we get.
Mm-hmm. The hand, what does it say? The Bible says the hand of the diligent makes one rich. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, we have work to do. You know, the Bible tells us that, you know, the Holy Spirit is a co-laborer. So that means he works
mm-hmm.
with you. He doesn't do all the work. He works with you. So, yeah, we definitely got to put our hand to the plow and make a move. Make
absolutely.
A move.
And, Cherie, you know, we do have some listeners from California. So give them the address of your church in case someone wants to come and visit or they're looking for a church home.
Yes, we'd love to have them come out. And you got to make sure you come up and give me a Sunday morning hug and let me know that you were listening on the radio. I'd love to meet you. Our address is 4780 Mission Gorge Place, and that's spelled G-O-R-G-E. And our church website is kohaionline.com, and Kohai stands for City of Hope International. So it's kohaionline.com, and they can get more information. We have an 8:15 service, which you won't see the First Lady at, and then a 10 a.m. service. And then a 10 a.m. service. That's the one First Lady goes to. And then we do Bible study, too. So, yeah, listeners should come out. And, like, yeah, my husband, he's just, you know, when God just is, he's just doing something. He's just doing something through my husband. And this season we're getting such a, I mean, we always get a rich word, but it's just been, like, on a whole nother level. So God is just really pouring into this man of God, the man of the house, and we're the beneficiaries.
Amen. And maybe for the men out there, we can get your husband to come on the show and do an interview.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He would. I'm sure he'd love to do that. He'd love to do that. And Bruce,
so we can...
mark your calendar, Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce, we got your number. She's gonna do her men line after you, and we want you to mark the calendar to let you know that Terrell Fletcher will be on Marketing Ministry, the
That's
radio show.
Right, can't leave Bruce out.
No, we can't. Well, time is winding up, and I want to thank you so much. And you know, I'm going to be shooting your people some emails so I can get your husband on the show.
Yes, please do that. Please, I'm sure he'd love to. He'd love to come on, and you know, and talk to your listeners. Now, you're really going to have church when he comes on.
Oh, I want to have church. Tell him we'll even collect an offering for him. We'll pass around the plate. We'll have
the
PayPal links already in place. Yeah, I'd love to have some church because at the end of the day, it's all about giving God glory. But again, our time has come to an end. I want to thank my special guest, Cherie Fletcher. To all the listeners, make sure you support her, purchase her product. Next week on Marketing Ministry, the radio show, we're going to have Valerie Woodard and holy hip-hop artist Lecrae. He's going to be in the building, and his new project is number one on the Billboard chart, so you want to stay tuned and call in and ask him the questions. Again, don't be afraid to market your ministry. You'll be all you can be in Christ Jesus. And until next time, we want you to be blessed. And thank you, Cherie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And love and blessings to you and all the listeners. And thank you so much for having me.
Amen, everybody. Be blessed.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your feet.